News.
Authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, February 10th, 2015. It is the birthday of our friend David Talbert, author and movie maker extraordinaire, as well as our friend Maya Holly. On the day that same-sex unions became legal in the state of Alabama. Believe it, baby. Local officials in dozens of counties defied a federal judge's decision and refused to issue the marriage licenses
same-sex
to
marriage
gay
in
couples.
Alabama.
In Alabama?
As we know it, coming to an end. Gay couples were able to get licenses in about a dozen places, including Birmingham, Huntsville, and a few other
Alabama,
counties.
Alabama, Simmel.
Where probate judges complied with the judge's decision. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled early Monday that it would deny Alabama's request to put the marriages on hold.
I saw your note yesterday.
Well, the story came out, and the way the title of the story is, it says Alabama State becomes the 37th. And I was like, oh no, not ASU.
Alabama State is the name of a historically black college.
Oh, wow.
And the headline said Alabama State becomes the 37th.
I had to.
And AS.
I cannot.
That's what we said.
Too. Okay. Yeah. All right.
This is an interesting story that the New York Post is reporting that Bobby Christina Brown's family has agreed to take her off life support, but wait until tomorrow, which would be the anniversary of her mother's death.
I thought they were going to do that.
I didn't think that they would let that happen. I don't know why, but anyway, her grandmother, Miss Sissy Houston, has floated the idea of the February 11th death over the weekend during discussions with her family at the Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. Her father probably will have to make that call.
Oh, yeah.
He's the next of kin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bobby has to make the call.
Yeah. Man. More than 2 feet of fresh snow piled up in parts of New England yesterday, breaking records set during the blizzard of 78 and testing the patience of officials and commuters as forecasters are warning of more winter misery later in the week. And they're saying they have no place to take this. They are taking it now. They're moving it further and further out and putting it into the ocean, into the rivers, into all of this because they have no place to remove the snow.
Wow.
And a lot of the people are, you know, not able to clear their pathways to their homes and what have you. And so that's preventing a lot of emergency vehicles from getting through if people have medical emergencies and what have you. And so
what's the forecast in New York this weekend for All-Star? All-Star weekend.
I think you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're going to All-Star weekend instead?
I think I'm
going to
be around the area, yes. I think so. I'm scared of
you
I'm
and Michael B. Jordan.
You'll find somebody up there. You will.
Hey, Michael. Hey. For those of us that have smart TVs, Samsung is warning us that smart televisions are listening into our conversations.
Yes, scary.
They have a privacy policy for its voice-recognizing smart televisions, warning users not to discuss sensitive information around their televisions because it could be transmitted to a third party. Please
walk
be aware.
Naked, I can see.
Oh, creepy berry guy again is now coming to. So be careful. If you have a smart TV like a Samsung smart TV.
See, your old big back television.
We have so much problem with today's technology. Big back would heat up your room, but it never knew what you were saying.
And in the winter, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
But it didn't listen in on your private conversation.
Didn't listen in to your private conversation.
Samsung is listening. It's a listening, Siba.
Those are your headlines.